Just the straight of shadows when it comes to using the thing to start Katapami, the straight of shadows, because there are two or three shadows of the game, so we just Katapami. One is, like I said before, using something one time and throwing it out, there is no Hefter. That's for sure going. Using one time with something which is Bechefza Kli, that is no tzad, zero tzad in the water that's going to be Hefter. There's going to be Hefter. The straight of shadows, does it have a Shem Kli or not? Why should not have a Shem Kli? So there are two possible svaras why we could play around and say this won't have a shame kli. Svara number one, why it won't have a shame kli, is because of the fact that I have das to throw it out. Maybe something which I have das to throw out is felt in the shame kli, which this shayla kipshutei would be a very great shayla. If you hold that, if you're throwing out, it doesn't have a shame kli, kipshutei, which we have to handle in some degalim. I'm going to get tvias kalim. We can handle it again, maybe tvias slimy seal using a plastic cup. We can handle making kiddush on a plastic cup. Kipshuta, I would say, glatkite, is that's all the same shaila. Is this a kli? Is it not a kli? If it's a kli, then... If it's a kli, then it'll be considered a kli. Take a chair. If it's a kli... If it's a kli, then it would be considered a kli. Kipshuta, copy everything. If it's not a kli, it's not going to be a kli, copy anything. So the Michas Yitzchak, who's being arrived from the Rambam and Hey Zayin, which says, right to the chisel, which the guy uses it, and you dust to throw out. Hey Lamebez. And who had been the Rambam, which says that you have a Karen, which you, a horn, which you can use for something. If you're just using it one time, you throw it out. He wants to bring a raya, that's not considered a kli. Anything which a das of the person is not considered a kli, and therefore we're not be chayv. So there's the opinion of this Mahalach HaDavah, the Mechizah goes with the Chalks Yaakov and Shuvah Gimkov Tazayin. They're going with the Mahalach HaDavah, they're saying that Shad is that the Shem Kli is also totally in what the Shemesh is oimed for. And if the Shemesh is oimed for a Shemesh Chad Pami, and a person plans on throwing out after one time, that's a chesern in the chefs of the Shem Kli, and therefore it's not going to be chayv. Ramoish and Shuvah Gimkov Gimkov is coming from a different aspect. He's coming from the Rambam Paragvay Zalacha Aleph, a whole different sugya, and more kelim dika sugya, but akopanim. The Rambam over there is coming more from the aspect, he says, that a kli which cannot stay around, which you use a couple of times, and it becomes ois kli, a kli which is not kelim of esrig, dlas, yaveshim, iav shashiyandan al zman muat. A kli is something which is bechefza shaykh to stay around for a long time. If it's not bechefza shaykh to stay around for a long time, then the halacha is that it's going to be pater. So therefore, something which he doesn't hold the fact that my das is enough. In the Ramesh's world, the fact that something which could stay around, let's say a muscle, a plastic cup. Can you use a plastic cup 100 times? Yeah. Why not? You can use it 100 times. Well, we say plastic cups, you know, with the kids sometimes, you know, write their name on it, and they use it. Well, no reason why you can't use a plastic cup for 100 times. So therefore, a plastic cup is something bad, something you can use 100 times. So in Ramosha's opinion, that's a kli which could stay around. And the fact that you're rich and you decide to throw it out, that's not going to be a chesaron in the shame kli. Something which cannot be used so many times, I think the paper cups, after a while they start leaking, right? After a couple of times. I don't know. Sometimes the coffees, I don't know, I take a coffee in the first time, or even the second time for sure. Take the second tea already, it's ready, it's leaking. That's something, it's a kli, which is not shaykh to use yom and rabbim. That type of kli, that's what Moshe is saying. Perik beis loch aleph and kalim. Mishama yom is there, get there one day, but over there it's mavur, but that's nishkin considered, it's not considered a kli. And therefore, being that's not considered a kli, therefore it would not be issue. So Moshe's got there is something which can't stay around, is not a kli, something which could stay around, my das is to throw it out. That already would, yes, be considered a kli. So when you get the aluminum pans, so that's what Moshe's together is. Something which is Efshesh Tamish, FLP Atchak, right, basically what Palmim is not considered a Kabbalah's Tumah. Mashing is Efshesh Kayim Habri's Man. Then that's considered a Kabbalah's Tumah. What is the Metzias? So outside, because definitely Israeli pans are not something which is Yom Rabbim. You use it a couple of times, right? Even the first time, it's like it had liquid in it, it's like falling down. You have to hold it up to keep it going. And what? Yeah. We spoke.
No, we didn't.
Okay. Therefore, that would.
Marsha says you don't need a limit.
Hold on a second. That would. That technically, everybody should be putter. The American pans. Look, I haven't been in a while, but I think Is it shaykh to use them a lot of times? And you can reuse it over and over and over? So then, Ubitali, in Ram Moshe, if it's shaykh to use, I don't know the, I can't think of 100%, but if it's shaykh to be used, in Ram Moshe's opinion, then in the Chanami, it's something which you can use many, many times. If it's shaykh to use many, many times, then in the Chanami would be chayev. If it's not shaykh to use many times, it's not going to be chayev. In the world of Michetz Yitzchak, it's telling a person's das. A keli, which a person uses one time and throws it out, then it's going to. One time, Michetz Yitzchak is saying it is. A keli, which you use one time and plan on throwing it out, then it's whatever. There's no. Now, there's a third opinion on the matter. We saw the Rav Nasha Kotten in Zayin Kafir Aleph. I think that's one of my comments over here. Rav Nasha Klein, Zayin Kafir Aleph. And I know a lot of the Bar Park, Rav Chatzkarat, and others, they say that no, Shemesh Kapami would yes be Mechayev, and the right from the Ram would be Mancha. They would say maybe it's from a Sunday, which is not really a Kli, a case of a carrot and a horn. It's not really a Kli. Yeah, they want to be machin, and they say it's Shana Rambam, and they say you're Lamaisi going to be Chayev.
Even if the can stand, you don't care.
If it can't stand the chirk of shrutai, the pasha of davar is no. They could clear. Then even his world probably. He could clear. His guy there is that something which is it bechefse? Is it bechefse kli? Yeah, it's something which is bechefse kli. Is it considered kli? Once you machik the right from the Rambam, what page is that on over here?
According to
him,
you
can
use
pasha 36.
His digging in the Rambam out here so much. Saying, I mean, it's more Kalem Dick, I'm saying, but by Chesel. If you look at the Rambam, Chesel says, Mitzad Atzmai, it's not a clean Mitzad Atzmai, it's really Tashmish. You have to rip it open. Even Chesel Oichel, it's Mitzad Atzmai in the Kliyos of the Tashmish, it's in the Tamarim. In the Rambam, whatever, I think Chesel is like a. I describe exactly. It's a weak, it's like a Kli Garua, it's like a weak Kli. Which is like a soft, weak thing, which he's understanding of Shadazu B'chalai wasn't the Kli. And it's not something which a person, in that chat, you decide not to use it, it's something is not a Kli Gummer, but something which is really a Kli Gummer. He says, but you don't have a Kli Gummer, but it's also a Kli Gummer. That's what he wants to say. I think in the Rambam.
Those
bags
in the snack,
the hard places,
no?
Yeah, those are Chesis. Those are Chesis.
So it's the American 10
pounds? Kids, I look at my like this. Okay. If you're just using any plan of throwing it out, definitely there's really one. Check the minigal of my sister, Mikkel. Rav Rubam is Mikkel. And one second. Rubam of the minigal is Mikkel. There are two tenayim. Number one is that you're planning on throwing it out. That's number one. If you're planning on throwing it out, minigal is seems to be Rubam is Mikkel. Can I think it's much more so the Rambam? Definitely a much more shtaka than the rice in the Rambam. And it's going to be mutter. If you're planning on reusing it many times, which I've heard people using clint pans from Pesach to Pesach, they go one after Pesach, these are for the year.
How?
The people do it, yes, the people do it. Not everyone is working on such a high budget, and like you're saying, people throw it out because it's cheap. But the people who use it from Pesach to Pesach, and they reuse it. So if that's the situation, if you're planning on reusing it, then you definitely should be table it. Well, I say so. Times, and get it how many times in the world of, let's say, the Michetz Yitzchak, he's saying something which is attached to Shara, you just plan to use it once and throwing it out. That's not a cleave. I'm reusing it. The Chara would yes to it. In Rav Moshe's world, it's telling you, is a shayach. Probably too. In Rav Moshe's world, the shayach is if it's shayach for it to stay around or not. Is a shayach to stay around or not in Rav Moshe's world? Is a shayach to stay around Rav Moshe's world or not? In other words, if it's something which could stay Pesach to Pesach, the fact that you're throwing it out, you're told, even if you use it one time, even you use it one time, Yeshua, you got to go tayvot in Rav Moshe's world. And I don't think the Metzias is in there, it's all the ones Bechal, they can stay around so long. I don't know. Not in a normal situation, I don't think so. Even the American ones, I don't know, you guys tell me, the Oshai ones can stay around for a long time?
Yeah. Put it in the freezer also.
What? Okay, that's what you use it for. You want to know if you use it for cookies, so maybe you can use it. But if you use it for liquid or chicken, then you can't use it. Then I think bechefse is not clean. I come in the minigal oilam. Halacha is like this: if you're using it one time, That means the Israeli ones use it one time to bring it out. No shayla.
Even if you could stay.
If you, the Israeli ones definitely can't stay around. The American ones, weiter. I'm saying, I think. Right.
Only in China.
So I'll get that in a second. Now, two more things. I'm going to get the pants. Let's move on. One, number one is that someone give eitzes, so maybe just like take the thing, bend the outside up, and like bend it down. Because then the luck is that if a yid makes a kli. Okay, go ahead.
You need a vayse umas.
What did I say?
What was that?
You bend it up and bend it down, you make vayse kli. L'chaira, yeah, l'chaira, don't make a kli like that. It's not about the same kli, and that's not going to work. Very important to public information. One, on a lot of the kelim says badatzi de charidus on it. So, I used to think badatzi de charidus was as I'm telling you, like, why are they right badatzi on the kli? You're not eating it, right? I thought it was a patent tefias kelim. That's not true because sometimes it says badatzi de charidus, it says chol on it. It's like, what does that mean? Well, badatzi de charidus means. I didn't call him like now to get an update, but as of whatever, all it means is that. Minag Eretz Yisrael, they have a pretty big chumra, is that any new kli they go ahead and they're machshirt. They kasher it. Why? Because they're worried that during the process of when they're making it, the companies test it. Also, they put a little bit of spray, which has some chazer in it, and therefore they know that it's there's a sewer bubble, and if they go ahead and kasher it. So therefore, if you notice, if you're ever here for Pesach, you're zechid here for Pesach. That, if you're not, it's Chaval. Pesach is great over here. But anyhow. What do you say?
Is it writing us for Seder?
Maybe. Well, Kapanim. Where was I? Yeah. So, everyone's, you see, there's like, there's two lines for Agalas Kelim. There's a new Kelim and old Kelim. So, the Rishad, and you see the new Kelim is like most people. The Rishad is that a lot of Eretz Sodek, the Machmer, to go ahead and Kasha new Kelim. And I said, you don't have to do it. Maybe we'll get to the Sigah of Agalas Kelim, but we don't. But, you don't have to do it. But that's just saying it's kosher. There's no trefus inside of it. You don't have to do Agalah. That's what it's going on it. On the Tfilas Kelim, the Dafka is saying on it. And could be it's from Chol, and you have to go ahead and be table it right there. If you're planning, if you're using, you have to. If not, you do not have to do it. Now the chadpami grills.
What's with the tins? Let's say they can't. If you put in juice, it gets disgusting.
It's not right. So it's not so. It's not meant for.
It depends what I'm uses. Using it for.
No, weiter. If you're keeping it around, you're chayiv.
Why?
Without a bracha.
You could use.
You think twice cooking around.
What do you say?
If you make challahs in it, always you could use it again.
That's then.
Yes, but if you make chicken, then you can't use it twice.
You have to.
Even if you use it twice. No, if you make chicken and just because you make challah in it 100 for 2 years, you could use it. But if you.
So now it's a kli.
No, but if you made chicken in it once with juice, it's disgusting. So it's not a kli.
Therefore, what?
I don't care that you could use it for certain foods.
It's a kli. It's a kli. I think it's the same kli. It's the same kli. Why? Because it's a challah for 2 years.
Well, you use it with juice.
I think it's good if you're reusing it. Already.
That
day. If you're planning on reusing it, I should tell you right away.
And if I throw it out?
Yeah, schnitzel, you have to ban, then you put it in the fridge.
No, it's all one shoes. That's all one shoes. That's all one shoes.
Until now, I was reusing it. Now I plan on throwing it out.
Can I start throwing it out so I don't have to table it?
Of course you have to table it. It's a clear, right?
You leave it if you use it once.
It's pasha, it's a kli. We're handling a shame kli over here. We're in, guys, we're Mishnah's kelim. We're not in, it's totally the same kli shabai. Now, it's a little bit of a stira. The Minhag HaOlam is a little bit, I'm not 100% sure, Pshat in the Minhag HaOlam is a little bothersome. That, when it comes to the Tis Dain for Suda, people use a plastic cup. When it comes to Kiddush, people use a plastic cup. They say it's a kli. I'm going to throw it out. It's Mechafsa kli. However, here you're saying you don't have to be tevil. You don't have to be tevil.
So then you can't use it.
I gotcha. What? If you're saying something which we're saying your Mishnah is clean, we're saying you said from the Mishnah Perkei Zayin, Mishnah Hei, from Perkei Halacha Zayin, something which is not Shimush Chayzer is not a kli. So if it's not a kli, then it should not be a kli also for Kiddush. Unless you can tell me a story. Mechitzik is murdered a little bit. He says no. Kli Suda is not, then a Kli it is. So like that, I'm saying. That's
why is it not
a Kli?
Even if it's a Kli of plastic.
That's, there's no upside in that.
I mean, even if it's a Kli?
Two cups? What's that? Using two cups. It's a Kli, now it's.
You want to see more money?
What do you say? Two cups about Tashkent. That's about it, okay?
if it's a Kli of plastic.
No, save the second cup after.
Maybe it's a Kli of plastic. Maybe plastic doesn't require tefillah.
It doesn't do with tefillah. I'm shame Kli. I don't care about the time material. something which you keep around is a kli or not a kli. We're trying to say you don't have to be toivel your aluminum pants because something you don't keep around is not a kli. So then it's going to be hard to come along. Right, okay. Adam Halach, what's up, Shadis?
It's plastic.
What do you make of plastic art? No, I'm not handling with side. I'm in the same kli shabbat. I don't care if the copy feels not in the stupid name. Is it? If you're making a yisui, that's something which you throw out is not a kli, so then I don't care what material it's made out of, and I'm thinking like, oh, you're a steam nebe, is it a shame kli or not a shame kli? No, 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 it's that. Lay there, but dear. Maybe, it's, I don't know, maybe we have a neichem over here when you reuse the cup. Lay there, I don't know, I don't think about it, I'm not sure.
For these 10 pounds.
Fine, I'll go find him.
We're going to discuss aluminum.
Now, I'm going to give the chad pami grills, now those... those, my understanding is you cannot reuse it a second time. I asked my son in the morning. I asked my son in the morning, can you reuse it or not? He's and he said that no, because once you use it already, so all the coals are gone. And like, Seth, nah. You can get me coals or whatever. He said it's so not practical. He said it's so not. Maybe, but like, where are you getting a grape from? You have to get coals. They don't need.
Rabbi, can we
it? You can't use it again. Therefore, it will not go ahead and you will not go ahead and need to go ahead and do it. Now, I'm going to get electrical appliances. So, I'm going to get electrical appliances. So, electrical appliances are there's no reason in the world why it should not be chayiv in tefillas. Kipshutai should be chayiv in tefillas. Kelim, why not? It's a kli, and therefore, it should be chayiv in tefillas. Kelim. Now. What are the possible svaras maybe to play around with tefillah scale and why maybe we should patla? We can handle that one svar. That's a kli. No reason why it shouldn't be chayiv. We can handle that. There's a tzad to say that a kli, which is mechubel karka, it's sad to say that maybe mechubel karka, maybe it's not going to be. This is like a true about something like that. Maybe mechubel karka. It's coming off, playing off tumah v'tayir again. Right there. Mishnah is kalim. Something which is talis sev chibru, something which is mechubel karka, is not mechabel tumah v'tayir. One of the big themes in Tfilas Kalim is Tfilas Kalim geboit on Tumah V'Tayir Mishnayis Kalim or Tfilas Kalim is a Bezunder Din, nothing to do with Tumah V'Tayir and Tfilas Kalim, which is, this is going to come up Keseder Menegeya, Maimed, it's going to come up Keseder Menegeya, can you be Toivol Kli, take a Kli apart, and Toivol it Chelak Chelak, you know, this is a very big, very, very big aside when it comes to there. So the Mechitzitza brings down Machlekes to the Shev Yaakov and Gedulei Taira. That, do you say that something which is, was the Mechitzitza? That was the reason why is because the Shev Yaakov wants to say your potter any kelim which is not a kabel tuma is not going to need tefillas kelim. The Shev Yaakov and. I think that's where it was. Mashenkin, he brings on the Gduli Tara, which is Chalik. It says, Lav Dafka, the Chejman of Tumah V'Tayir is going to be the same as Tfilas Kalim, and therefore, now, you know, let's be telling him that. Now, what's the Yishayla Shaila? The Yishayla Shaila is something which is Mechubel HaKarka, the Halacha is not Mekabel Tumah. So therefore, on the side, like according to the Mandem holds that Kabbalah's Tumah and Tfilas Kalim, so maybe you're going to, maybe this should be considered Mechubel HaKarka. And therefore, it's going to be potter. The Shevlev in Bezin and Zion says, "Have a ruach v'shtos." It's a ridiculous thing to say. Hashem Bar Moshe and Dava Kuf. He says, "Like, doesn't really seem reason why we should have a discussion." Lala das Adam Leimer Mishum Zed. He says that there's no sign in the world that he doesn't believe a rabbi would say such a thing, and he doesn't hear any sign in the world that that's going to be considered a reason to pat to you. Why? Because he's saying, Rosh Hashanah Maisa mentions it in the true over there. Chashem Ali, Hoi Kishon Zekli B'Shash M'Chavi De'Kakam M'Mikrim B'Chav L'Karaka, Meiz K'Mikrim B'Chav L'Karaka. He mentions it, but Maisa, it's very hard to understand. It's very hard to understand just in Gidrei Mechubel Karka. It's more Kilim de Gesvar, not so much in the Elms. What I'm holding right now, that the Pshat is, that's something which is a Chibra Arai, something which is just a Zmani, and that we're going to call it, that that's called Mechubel Karka, to Mefkir, from Tomei Kilim. Now it's a very, when Chodesh Tuka and Shver Svara. Void. I mean, B'negei Shabbos, I don't think people, most people would not think that if I pull out a plug, I was like a Seisser. Because it's Mechubel Karka. Mux is different Svara. That's Schas Chashma. Nothing to do with Mechubel Karka. But Al Kapanim, it's sad. The fact, only, you know, is the fact that you're going to say that it's considered a chilek of the wall. It's mechubel karka, and if a Tomei takes it off, I was like, it's a seiser. You know, for example, let's say you have Avuma, which is going to go on, and you want to just unplug it to say that it's a seiser would be a very mechudishtik as far. The seiser is a thing. If you're not mixing mechubel, to say that's mixing mechubel karka is not going to be a svar. Svar number two discusses that maybe I can't be tevel it. So if I can't be tevel, maybe there's no mitzvah to be tevel it. Isser, and there's no isser. We said the isser is telling the mitzvah which I can't do. Maybe. If I can't do the mitzvah, maybe there's not any chiyut of the mitzvah, and therefore I'm going to be pater something which I'm not able to do. So, I mean, Mekufi is such a svar. Are you? How's that svar sound to you? A mitzvah I can't do on pater?
The rest is a no issue.
I'm saying kipshutei should be kipshutei yitzchayev. I know she wasn't going to lie, I didn't ask a reason. But Kipshuta, you're going to be chayiv, and very nice, we feel very bad for you, you can't do it, but very nice, you can't do it, but don't use the kli. I don't know, you know, no one's going to say, even according to Shem Zaman, it doesn't make sense. This kli has a chayiv tefillas kelim. You have a promise, it's going to get ruined. So to say that the Bible is never chayiv you to do it when it's going to get ruined, if it will get ruined, so how could it be such a thing? Kipshuta, you know, the chedak einoyim, and we have to be nice to you. Later, kipshuta, you know, we'd have to find a makar to such a thing. Weiter, from what you know now, there is no makar, and it doesn't start such a svara. Maybe we're going to see in the Hamshach, we could maybe discuss where maybe such a svara will come from. But we are holding right now, I'm not saying a svara exists. I'm saying, we are holding right now, it's ridiculous. If somebody says it means svara, and somebody says to me svar with Adam Makar, such a svar exists. We have another.
Where would that svar? 10-11
svar. It's 10-11 sifim to see whether it exists. I'm not saying it does exist, but we're gonna have to see if there's any musik such a svar. But definitely the pashtus had dovers that would not be considered as svar. Yeah. Fine. So, definitely the haskamas of Rebuba the Paiskim is the Maisa Lakshak appliances. We need to be this camera. Maisha has a tshuva about it, and the Pazizika has a tshuva about it, and you know, the Bar Maisha, Shevet Levi, definitely party line and haskama of Rebuba the Paiskim is that about the you would, yes, need to go ahead and be and you gotta be tevel. Hi, what do you do if that guy's gonna get ruined? So the mitzvah is that you don't say kum, you put it in and you take it out, you let it dry a couple of days, dry cloud, you will not have a problem. 48 hours, 72 hours, whatever it is, it's not going to be a problem, it's not going to get ruined, and that cloud's not gonna be, even the warranty says if you get a wet, they're not taking a price for it. That cloud, you know, that cloud's not a problem. We could discuss maybe if you might makdimim and you just wet your hands, we'll discuss maybe some base, touch it for a second, maybe, you know, also it won't be so long, and therefore it's not going to, and therefore, no. What you do is you do Mayim Makdimim, fine. So the base it says, when you do it, it discusses about Mayim Makdimim, if you wet your hands, so just the kids in their mouths, we'll get there in 2 minutes hopefully. If you wet your hands, so wet your hand from the water, put your hand on the electric part where the cord, the thing goes in, and cover the kli, so it won't, where the plug goes, right, where it won't get so wet so quickly. And you know, that also could be somewhat of the eitzah, but we'll get that soon. Basically, that you are mechuyev to be tevel the kli, and you have to do it. If it has a chip, it will get ruined. We'll discuss in the hemshech whether you can be tevel the kli. Can you take it apart and just every single kli? Chilik is chayiv, chilik is potter. The metal is chayiv, the plastic is potter. once it's one kli, you have to tevel something, it's a chelik kli, you have to tevel the whole kli. The question is, can you take the kli apart and tevel the metal parts and then put it back together? Is that eitzer or not? Where that's going to come from is more to matari to sugya. If you have a kli which is tamei, the metal is tamei, the whole kli is tamei, if I tevel the chalakim, which are makabel tumah, does it work or not? Well, let's keep on the sign now. Let's discuss that in the hamshach. But definitely, the pasha davar is going to be chayav. Rav Moshe Tshuva has a chiddush. He wants to say that when you have a kli which has the electric part and the regular part, he wants to say it's considered two kelim. Vaita being right from Mishnayis and Kelim, I think Perek Beis was towards the beginning of Mishnayis Kelim, that a kli which you have two chalakim to the kli, one chelak kli comes tamei, the other chelak kli lav dafka is going to be considered tamei. Therefore, Rav Moshe wants to say that the electric part and the regular part is considered two different kelim, being that's considered two different kelim, so therefore you're not chayiv in tefillin on both of them, you're just chayiv on the metal. The electric part is a separate kli, and therefore we were in tshuva. That was gemucha. Every single, you have an electric kli, you have a kumkum, right? So there's the electric part, and then there's the banana part. You want to say it's considered two separate kelim, and being that's considered two separate kelim, therefore you're not going to be chayiv. Vayta come from the Shnayis and Kalim. And we see a kli which has two separate chalakim to it. One part comes tamei, the other part does not become tamei. The ara in Stam and the Kalim Shabbai, it's not so much of a riot from over there. It could be the case in Shnayis Kalim was a kli which has two different shimushim, two different usages. Therefore, one chalak kli comes tamei, the other chalak kli doesn't come tamei. Over here, it's really one usage. It's all for cooking. You know, the Yesh Ladin on the Raya of Ramesh. The Mechizizek and Tshuva, Namdan Kibshut, they're not like that. Mechizizek says that Avad the Kli, it doesn't make a difference. You're going to have to be Tevil. You're going to have to be Tevil the whole Kli, and that's not going to be a Hatter.
I don't do aluminum in plastic.
I think it's Bayes Ayin Bayes. I think Bayes Ayin Bayes, I think. Fine. I'll cut upon him. So therefore, the patch is... What? The part... So you got the electricity part, which is separately.
So all the electricity, right next to electricity.
Let's
do it
hot water.
Turn it upside down.
Turn it upside down until when you get to that bottom
part,
which has the coils.
In Ramesh's world. Now, time over here.
What about like a part that comes apart, like a blender that the bottom part comes off, that type of little motor part?
Fine. That's serious. That tefillah. And Siv Beis is brought down that number one is when you tevel the kli, so the chokhmah specifically shurah brings down what? Oh, the bread toaster. Moshe says the chiddush of the bread toaster also bei v'chiddush. Bread toaster doesn't need tefillas kelim because it says it's coming more. Maybe it should have been Siv Dalid. He says that it's pshat is unique kli suda. There's not kli suda. Something which you don't really need so much for the preparation of it. It's roi lachila without it, and the bread is roi lachila. I mean, that's roi lachila. It's not considered a kli. Suda. The other person says, "We have a chiddush." The ma'isa kli suda is anything which is machshel leichol, anything which prepares leichol and makes it better. Therefore, that's something which should go ahead and should yes be chayiv in tefillas kelim. Now, Sif Gimel, Sif Beis, Pashas should do that.
Storage kelim. Are we going to get involved?
I'm going to get involved everything, Mitzvah. Now, the Sif Beis is brought down. The Chalkas Adam brings down that when you tevel a kli, that's right. Tevel the kli is after tevel is very important. You have to tevel the kli legamri. You can't be tevel half of a kli. And it's different than the Chalkas Adam. Pashas brings down that you have to tevel a kli legamri. You have to tevel fully. And if you tevel half at a time, it's no good. In other words, you have a very big kli, what do you do? So you can bring it into the men's mikvah. If it's not going to fit into the regular kelim's mikvah, I've done that. Bring it into the men's mikvah to tevel it. Because if it's not going to fit into the regular kli, you cannot tevel half and half at one time. It's different than agolas kelim. Agolas kelim, when you're trying to machshir a kli from you want to be piloted, so a chelik of it is not a problem. If you do chatzi, you know, if you have something to trade, you could do half and half at a time. Mashenkin, when you're dealing with, tefillas kelim, I do my tefillin, the whole thing at one time, the whole thing has to be worded at one time. Yeah. First, it has to be the It has to be the whole, you have to do ma'aseh tefillah the whole time, and the whole chelek is. And it's toward in, when you put it in, the whole thing has to be surrounded by water. If you're holding on to it, so and the water doesn't get there, that's going to technically maybe, yes, be a problem. So now that there's a sugya over here, in terms of how you have to hold the kli. So Mechaber Paskins is a Mishnah Mikvayis, Parakas Mishnah Hay, which discusses Menageya if it's. If you're madiach, you have to have Tanakhama says it's tar. Shimon says you wrap it, in order water should come into it. Machlekes in Tanakhama. Shimon, Tanakhama says, if you're madiach, the water is going to be okay. Or Shimon says, it has to be soft. Now, the whole style, if you remember from Kutsada Ches, Siflam Hei, Lam Levav, a whole discussion over there in the Paiskim. Is Rosh Shimon saying you need two things? Medirach Pasi Rape is the Machloikis. We paskin like Arichas Gadol over there. Now over here the Mechaber Paskins has to be roughly. Roughly is enough, and he seems to go that roughly is going to be enough. The Shach is Sekatan Vazvei Balabai. That why is there no Machloikis? The Ramparik Beisach is Gvay Staf Yadav Kasav. Oyechas Adam became a Tvila Marin. Tvila Marin. Tvila Marin. Tvila Marin. Tvila Marin. Tvila Marin. The Rambam is Machmer. It doesn't hold like the Shita Ripay works. And he says that roughly is exer out to lay rap, and the Rambam pass is no good. And it's brought down over there. So why is no machlekes? Bache over there passes like tefillas adam afi rav leslay slay tefila. And tzarchi and why mechaber over here seems to say very straight up the roughly is going to be good. It's chayes being machlekes v'shainim. And why are we not being machmer? It seems like the shach opinion is more to be machmer. The roughly should not be good. Just like you find tefillas nida is no good, so tovir is not going to be good. The pislay tshuva. What's the answer for the tarots, for the why over here we don't bring down? It says Master Melchidaite that the Pesach Shuvah says the opinion of the Shach is roughly is no good. Gzeira Shemli Rapa. The first Malish wants to answer that cash of the Shach. That bite was Nida. At the end of the day, if you don't do it, it's a chamer. You be able to Nida. That's pretty serious, right? Mashenkein. Mashenkin over here, even if Shamish is a kli, it's not Isser. The food doesn't come Asser if you use it at the end of the day, if somebody uses it. It's Shemish Isser, it's not as Chamer, it's Tarabanan. Kiss over there, it's a Chamer, therefore Machmer, Rafa, Atu. Tight, Mashenkin, over there, we're not Machmer because over there, they're more Chamer, therefore it's going to be Machmer. So I'll combine them. Chab is we make on Rafa, but the opinion of the Shach is to be Machmer. It's Machmer to be Machmer, they should not hold it. You know, it's not a rough way, and really it'd be better to like go for a second and let the water. And yeah, usually that kind of there's a reshet. Or you just go like that and catch the other hand. You know, it's not so complicated. There's a thing of Mayim Akdimim. If you lich a yadu b'mayim, may lachish. If you lich a mayim b'yadayim, so then it's not going to be a problem. That's the Mishnah says. The Tanakhama says, yadu b'mayim tayron. What type of word do you need? The opinion of the Rama is Dafka lichik yadav me mikva, Dafka me mikva, loy tulushim. Dafka me mikva, my tulushim is not going to be a problem. And my tulushim is not going to be a problem. So Dafka has to be the water and not tulushim. Pashas, it means that the water, see if they can be sure if they're here. The water has to be water. The mikvah, once you pick your hand out, the mikvah, the chur, that's my solution. And the chur.
What's your?
The chur, that would be the problem. The goin says, doesn't see any difference between my solution and my mechubar. What do they say?
Okay, fine.
Let the tumble come.
Every day it's early.
Every day
it's 12.
Every day
it's
whatever holds. The guy says the charech, you know, difference whether you take it in your hand. The Rambam basically has to be mine, which is part of the mikvah. Once you pick a hand up, it's mine plushim. The charech, that would be a problem. The guy says the charech should be any chilek. What's the chilek between you put your hand in the water, out of the water, take it out? The charech, once you put it in, there's going to be a shaka. It's a sarchin. Gam, maybe mikvah, and that's the other plushim. The charech, even when you put your hand in the mikvah, comes plushim. The Vimorchai, come on, Shemekh Kshem, Tachazamita. Mashinkin over here, it's a shaka. Sefer HaGoyim says if you're working with Hashaka, so he says, who cares? As long as it doesn't make difference if your hands, if it's Mayim Tlushim, once you put your hand into the water, then it's going to be considered Mayim, it's considered Hashaka, and therefore it's going to be okay. The Taz wants to make a chilek whether you do a Divak Benini or a Veve Shaka Divak. He says if it's a Divak Benini, that if it's talking about water from the mikvah, so he says even a shtaka divak, it already is water, it already has a shaka. If you come with different water, then you have to have divak binini in order for it to go ahead and be considered chelik of the mikvah. So kind of we have like three shittas over here. The Ramah is dafka mei mikvah, not tlushim. And as you can't take your hand out, that's the whole time mei mikvah. We have the goyim, which seems to say it's not a chelik. And the Taz would say, depending on what type of water, if it's water of the mikvah, you can do a divak binini, even a shtak one. If it's not the water mikvah, then it would not be considered a shtak one. So, but kitzur, we mentioned it before, where's the negation when you, every time when you put the when you put something in? So, it definitely would be a little bad just to drop it in for a second and catch it, or, you know, as long as it's not going to get lost.
Either.
If it's. No, I'm saying if your hand is in the water the whole time, then it's then for then it's okay. But if you take your hand in and out, it's maybe my inclusion. You hold it. You want to take your hand in. You stick in with a. You get your hands wet. No, but anyhow, it's gonna work. You get your hands wet. Your hands went in because you have to get the whole clip. Basically, we have to get all the way around. Kids should just drop it in. The best way is drop it from one hand to the other hand. Let the other hand catch it. You know that would be the best tsura in terms of how to go ahead and do it. That would be the best tsura in terms of one should be. In terms of how one should be go ahead and be and table the kli. Yeah. I forgot to mention. The Ramah mentions before, just see if the can you see the grand rabbi said, tell him the grand rabbi said we'll go out. In the Megay Kalam Mitsupin. The Ramah brings down Kalam Mitsupin Be'aver. It's coming from the Sligo Kunya where something has a tzipoy, is there a chiatrias kalam or not? So the Basisa brings down what? The things which have a tzipa on it, is there a chiyuv tefillah or not? Because this is three shittas, weird type of tzipa we're talking about, that you're going to be chayiv. Some say tzipa is totally in the inside. As in the gay, a lot of times you have like a kli which is not chayiv, and you have like a inside you have like a glaze of glass. So is that chayiv and tefillah is kayim or not? So, because this is an three shittas, is it totally dafk in the inside, or it's totally in the tzipa on the outside, or maybe possibly you need both. How do we paskin? The chabit says that if the tzipoy is befnim, you're going to be chayiv. That's the psak of the mechaber.
Only inside.
Inside alone enough is going to be chayiv. Outside, inside it's chayiv with a bracha. Outside is butter. In the mechaber. Ramah says yeshem kim tzubin beaver. I feel a little bit befnim. So he's arguing that number one, yitro b'lay bracha. He says befnim number one is b'lay bracha, not like the mechaber. And I feel a little bit befnim also b'chutz. Would be b'lay bracha. And as the Ramah's arguing two things. Chabad says b'fnim with a bracha. Ramah's saying b'im b'fnim b'chutz is b'li bracha. If you have both, so that already, that the kivek brings down, b'fnim b'chutz, then according to everyone, you turn bracha, you need bracha. So davka tzipa y'vermamash, sav glizel l'yavarach. And as if the tzipa is b'fnim b'chutz, it's going to be both sides, then anachanami, that situation, then anachanami, you would go ahead and
even if both sides are for nine?
What's it?
So if now there is a shayla like this. Let's say you have a kli, which is chayiv and tefillas kelim, and you have a tzipa which is not chayiv and tefillas kelim.
Which is plastic?
Kli which is chayiv and tefillas kelim. It's matachas, and you have on top of your plastic. What's going to be halacha? Yeah.
Yeah, we're here.
The rabbi's here.
Not yet.
Okay, so when he comes, coming. But akapana. Well, if you have a kli which is not chayiv and tefillas kelim, then. When the kli is, if the kli itself is chayav tefillas kelim, and the outside is not chayav tefillas kelim, what? Yeah. So what's going to look in that type of situation? Yeah, it's kipshuta. Besides, you said the ikar kli is chayav for his chayav. You say no. You know, much the chilek which touches the food is not chayav. Then what?
What
do you say? It's more than maimed. It's more than maimed. Even maimed is bichayev libracha or whatever it is. There's a tzad. It's definitely gonna be better. Look, maimed. It's like at least maimed, right? Yeah. And it's for sure you need tefillah. Can we see it's second? Maimed siftal and hey, yeah. Vav.
What is this nagia? Which case? What's the case?
What? Huh? I think I have to do without a bracha. The mice of the power starts to without a bracha. I think. Huh? I don't know. Kipshuta, I think you do without the bracha.
Use it to throw. You don't have to. Just throw them,
bro. I don't have
the dishes left. That's why your wife's dishes once
plastic.
What's this thing?
Yeah. Now, just when again, there are a lot of big things. This question is something which is we should talk about next time, right? Aluminum? We do aluminum.
We didn't do aluminum plastic.
What is it?
We did not do aluminum or plastic.
What is there?
We did not do aluminum or plastic.
Check it out.
Aluminum on Thursday. No, we did not.
All right, say. I was mentioning okay, aluminum. The basic shadow was that it says six kalim archayev, and the mission reason six kalim are in the pasuk. What's and the question is other six kalim dafka or lav dafka or not? Is it six same dafka those six things or nothing else? And Tveris Yisrael in Yivakish Tas and goes ice mem dalad or Rabbi if it's Tveris Yisrael ice mem dalad, mem dalad over there says that those six kalim are just more veichetem sanu than anything which has a any metals, all those type of things are going to be chayiv and therefore aluminum, you know, it's new material. It's going to be chav. I'm talking. I remember there's a goyin in Kalim right now. I forgot where the goyin was. There's a goyin also has a opinion on the matter. When he gives a list, Ali Rabba, when he gives a list of things which are makav, the goyin Ali Rabba.
I think he brings down
in the Rabbah. Stasmi's on the goyin, yeah.
All the time.
Okay, could be. Al Kapanim. The Ramayshan Tshuva wants to say that could be Dafka these six. Archai Midiraisa, Kashbachu knows what's what. He's there. Okay, fine. We'll end it there. Fine.